gentlemen, public schools systematically got rid of what has always worked. In their place, the public schools use inferior, counterproductive ideas. Finally, there's nothing left but snake oil. Now, here are the 10 worst. Fake reading instruction, reform math, cooperative learning, constructivism, war against content, no memorization, self-esteem, multiculturalism, hostility to genuine testing, too many imposters. Now, let's take it from the top. 1. Bogus reading instruction. Hold words, sight words, and Dolch words, and many other aliases have created 50 million functional illiterates for the simple reason that these methods do not work. No one learns to read fluently with sight words. Some people learn to read, if at all, in spite of sight words. This hoax and the accompanying gimmicks known as guessing, picture clues, et al. Should be eliminated from the schools. 2. Common Core Math. Now that's arithmetic jumbled and mumbled. Reform math is a monster with many names, such as Connected Math, Chicago Math, Mathland, etc., created by the same people who gave us New Math and then Reform Math and now Common Core Math. These phony replacements forbid mastery, require spiraling randomly from topic to topic, and promote using a calculator to compensate for a lack of basic skills. 3. Cooperative learning. Students always work in groups. A good approach for fostering a herd sensibility. A dreadful approach for creating independent thinkers and self-starters. 4. Constructivism. A destructive fad. Teachers are reduced to facilitators. Their knowledge and academic training rendered moot. Students are required to invent their own new knowledge. This process will be long and slow. After all, the human race has been around for millennia and has collected thousands of primary facts, insights, discoveries, theories, etc. What sort of loon turns a child loose with this instruction? Try to recapitulate the intellectual history of the human race. A far better approach is to give children a wide range of foundational knowledge, ASAP. 5. The war against content, a witless policy pursued since the time of John Dewey. The goal was to make sure the children learn as little as possible. In any case, that is the result. 6. No memorization. This is standard operating procedure in all grades and in all courses. It is an excellent policy if you wish to ensure cultural illiteracy and societal amnesia. 7. Self-esteem. Another destructive fad now rampant. Students must be praised even when they do bad work. Furthermore, a concern for self-esteem can justify eliminating virtually all content from classrooms on the grounds that some students won't be able to handle the material. A quiet plague. 8. Multiculturalism. This sophistry requires children to learn more about faraway culture, both in miles and years, and about their own. As the children have no frame of reference for understanding other cultures, little information is retained, other than the persistent message, your own country is no good. Multiculturalism helps in the war against content. Kids are kept busy, going nowhere. 9. Hostility to genuine testing. A helpful policy if you wish to conceal that children aren't learning much. If schools are generally trying to teach knowledge, they will want to find out how much the children are learning. Same as it ever was. Problem is, in schools today, there is a lot of disingenuous testing of trivial things that don't need to be taught in the first place. Common Core Math illustrates this phenomenon. 10. Too many imposters. Ideologues pretend to care about education even while focused on manipulating the minds of millions of children. Keep these extremists away from the schools and the other nine problems will miraculously vanish. Finally, the top 10 worst ideas work in perfect harmony to dumb down the schools and to make the entire society more feeble. Imagine for yourself how each class would decline after each of these ideas has been put in play. The big problem is that many Americans simply cannot believe that our education establishment really aims for bad results. Sorry, that's what they aim for. Thank you.
Overview. Let's Fix Education explores seven of my favorite themes. First, this podcast is a meditation on what I call the K-12 crime scene. So many destructive ideas. Understanding them is the key to fixing them. Two, by doing that, we will have better schools at less cost. Three, nothing much changes decade to decade. The big questions of the 1930s were the big questions of the 1960s and the 1990s. Any subject we discuss can easily intersect with any other subject. Most people instinctively want traditional education, but the education establishment fills classrooms with progressive gimmicks. The result is that we have a standoff, and that's why you run into the same ideas over and over. Four, the big brains in education keep telling students, don't bother memorizing this or that. You can look it up later. B.B. King, the great guitarist, is much smarter. He said, the beautiful thing about learning is nobody can take it away from you. Five, Lenin's ghost wanders through our school system. The hard left thinks big. If they have to kill millions of people to build their perfect society, that's okay. Same goes for dumbing down millions of students. Totalitarians want power. They will do anything to get it. Six, if we are going to survive, we have to take each child to his or her limit. As it is, we are creating millions of sub-educated students, from K right through college. Seven, analyzing education, especially dysfunctional education, is a lot more intellectually interesting than most people suppose. You'll enjoy this. Finally, P.S., my book, Saving K-12, runs parallel to everything discussed on this podcast. I also have an education site, improve-education.org, with 70 articles that complement everything discussed here. And I have hundreds of articles on the internet. Enter a topic in Google with my full name, Bruce Dietrich Price, and let Google make suggestions. Thank you for visiting.